In New York this afternoon, sharp criticism of the United Nations Oil for Food program in Iraq. Paul Volcker, former chairman of the Federal Reserve, has been investigating corruption in the $67 billion program, and today he released his interim report. The program was designed to help Iraqis survive under UN sanctions during Saddam Hussein's rule. Volcker's sharpest criticism today was aimed at the man who directed the program, Cypriot diplomat Benon Sevan.
Mr. Sevan placed himself in a grave and continuing conflict of interest situation that violated explicit UN rules and violated the standards of integrity essential to a high-level international civil servant. This is a painful episode, I think, for everybody in the life of the United Nations. At the same time, I think it's one of the signals for review and renewal.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman is following the story and joins us now. And first of all, Michelle, what did we learn about Benon Sevan?
Well, according to the report, while he was running the Oil for Food program, he was in contact with Iraqi officials repeatedly to help this company called the African Middle East Petroleum Company get oil allocations. You heard Volcker describe this as a clear case of conflict of interest. Volcker did not say anything about whether Sevan took bribes. He said only that the investigation is continuing into that.
Other UN officials? Anyone else singled out in this report?
There were. Volcker did say that this is a very narrowly focused report, mainly on Benon Sevan, also criticizing how understaffed auditors were, and zeroing in on the first few contracts that were awarded back in 1996. It brings up a lot of questions about a French bank called BNP that was chosen to handle all this money. It quotes UN Secretary General Boutros-Ghali, the Secretary General at the time, as saying he chose this bank because that's what the Iraqis wanted. The report also criticizes another UN official, a Security Council official who still works there, called Joseph Stefanidis, for failing to ensure that procurement procedures were followed in the choice of a Dutch company called Sebalt, which was inspecting Iraqi oil experts. We're now hearing from the UN that they're looking into disciplinary action against him and also against Sevan.
You have not mentioned Kofi Annan's son.
Well, the report doesn't deal with Kojo Annan. Volcker said that that's going to be the subject for his next report, which comes out in the summer. Kojo Annan was working for a Swiss company that did have a contract under the Oil for Food program, and a lot of critics have seized on that to call for Kofi Annan's resignation.
Mm-hmm. There have been calls from the U.S. Senate, from some members, for Kofi Annan's resignation. This whole story has been awfully bad for the UN's reputation. Does this report clear the air at all?
Well, UN officials certainly want it to. They want to show that they're taking these allegations seriously, and they say this is serious accusations against our colleagues. But I don't think this report, at least, is going to be welcomed by the harshest critics. They see it as too narrowly focused on UN officials and not really looking into the bigger picture of how Saddam Hussein used this program to buy influence in the world.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman.